This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
It is time for Blown Off, so we go to the phones, and Janice is waiting patiently. Hi, Janice. How's it going?
Hey, guys. I'm doing all right.
Hi, Janice. Hi,
Janice. You're getting blown off, though, huh?
Yeah, I'm totally getting blown off.
Okay.
It's super annoying.
No, that is really annoying.
Trust me, it's super. We know annoying.
What happened?
Well, okay, I met him a couple weeks ago at the beach. I was with a bunch of girlfriends. We were tanning, and he's a lifeguard, actually, so yeah. Super buff. And I was sitting with my girlfriends, and I could tell he kept looking over at me, and I kept looking back.
Yeah, were you wearing a bikini?
Yeah, it was the beach, so.
Okay, yeah. Just a second, because that happens.
So I ended up, like, wandering off by myself, you know, kind of, like, in his direction. And I said, hey, could you help me with something? I mean, he's a lifeguard, right? He's supposed to be there to help.
Right.
Right.
He said, what do you need help with? And I asked him if he could put some lotion on my back, you know, just, like, trying to start a conversation.
Oh, yeah.
that's a good move.
That is a good move.
I thought so. Like, I was super nervous. Anyhow, he turned me down. He's like, I'm sorry, I'm working. I really can't do that. So, anyways, I went back and hung out with my friends. And, like, an hour and a half later, he walks over and was like, oh, I'm off duty now. I can put that lotion on your back.
Oh,
nice.
Look at that.
No, he was clearly interested.
Right.
And I ended up giving him my number.
That's awesome.
Where does it all kind of go wrong?
Well, we ended up going out to one of my favorite restaurants on the beach and had a great dinner.
Okay.
Took me home and walked me to the door and kissed me at the door. That was all that happened.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I did say, so you can't come in tonight, but next time you can come in.
Like a tease. That's great. You're really good at
That's
this.
That's genius.
A little bit. Usually guys are phoning me like the next day.
No, absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
So he never called.
Oh, no.
Damn, that seems like a flawless plan.
That's never happened to me when I've used that line. Like, I know people call the show and then something crazy ends up happening, but nothing like that happened. Like, we were really getting along. I'm really good at talking with people. We had a great conversation. There really isn't anything that was weird. And, like, the kiss was super sweet, and I really want to see this guy again.
Yeah, all right.
And so I'm just wondering, like, what? Do you have a girlfriend? What's the deal? Like, I just want to know because it's driving me crazy.
No problem, yeah. Janice. Yeah, what's his name, by the way?
Earl.
Earl. All right, we'll call Earl here in just a minute. We're going to find out what's going on, okay?
Okay.
What's so funny, Megan?
Nothing. Earl is just a funny name to me. I don't know why. Sorry.
All right, well, it's someone's name. I'm sure Megan with an H is very funny to other people.
Whatever.
Hang on one second, Janice. We're going to call Earl right now and find out what gives, okay, Janice?
Okay, thank you.
All right, here we go. Listen carefully. Don't say a word.
Hello?
Earl?
Yeah?
Dude, what is your problem, man?
Who is this?
Earl.
Yeah? Yeah, hello? Who is this?
Megan, you tell him. I can't even
Earl,
with this guy.
Earl, this is Mark Kay and Megan. We're from the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE. It's a morning show.
On the radio.
What? I don't know what that is.
Earl,
okay. Hold on. I just got to cut to the chase. Janice, who you met at the beach, you took her out, remember?
Yeah.
All right, well, she told you can't come inside this time, but next time we go out, you can. And you never called her again. Do you remember not ever calling her again?
Sure. I mean, we went out just like a week ago.
Yeah, Earl, why did you not call me back?
Oh, oop, there she is.
Hello? Janice?
Hello. Hi, Earl.
What? I don't understand what's going on.
Earl, we want to know why you're blowing Janice off. What's wrong with her?
It's been like a week.
Okay, what are you waiting for?
I mean, nothing really. I mean, I just, you know, I've had to work and I've been busy, I just give her a ring sometime soon, you know, when I'm available.
Yeah, but I basically, like, gave you the green light for when we hung out next time and you haven't called at all. Like, that's super weird.
You know, I'm not sure that, like, you know, we have, like, chemistry or anything. So
why wouldn't you guys have chemistry?
Yeah, what's the reason that you're not calling?
We totally had chemistry.
You're still not telling us why.
Janice, you said you're scared of the ocean.
Yeah, and?
I work at the ocean. I'm at the ocean every single day.
Janice, are you scared of the ocean?
Well, yeah, but I don't understand what that has to do with anything. I mean, yeah, you're a lifeguard. You work there. But what does that have to do with me?
Okay. All right. Hang on one second. He doesn't want to see her because she's scared of the ocean. Janice, what do you mean you're scared of the ocean? Like, you don't...
Well, yeah. It's like a big, mysterious, dark place. It's dirty. There's sharks. I mean...
You just described our sales department, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
That's horrible.
Sorry.
So, I mean, yeah, it's not really a big deal. Like, I go to the beach. I like tanning. I live in Florida. It's not like I don't like the beach. I just don't go in the water.
So, Earl, when did you find this out? Was this on your date sometime? She let you into the fact that she doesn't like the ocean.
Well, yeah, we were at dinner, and I was like, hey, you know, we should go surfing sometime. She's like, oh, I don't surf. And I was like, okay. And she's like, oh, well, I've never done any of that. And then she's like, yeah, I don't really like the ocean. I don't go inside in the ocean. I'm afraid of it. And she said it's the thing about the sharks and stuff. I'm like,
so that's just that. Deal breaker for you. You like need to date someone who loves the ocean as much as you.
I, the ocean is my life. I mean, it's like I'm there every single day.
Right.
I spent my entire childhood at the ocean.
Like, Janice, are you from Florida or did you move here from somewhere else?
No, I'm from here.
And did you get like, did you almost drown when you were a kid or something? What did you get stung by a jellyfish or?
No, because I won't go in. Like, I've never been in. It's something
you're from Florida and you've never been in the ocean before?
No, I mean, I've, like, touched it, you know, with my toes, but
yeah.
No, I don't, like,
that's crazy.
That's like being from New York and never having said a bad word.
Wow, that's crazy.
Wow. All right. But you like the beach. You don't mind the beach.
Yeah, I like hanging out at the beach with friends and, like, tanning. I just don't get in the water.
Earl, you couldn't just, like, date her on land and maybe,
yeah,
you know, have, like, a...
I mean, to me, it's not, like, a total deal breaker, but it's, like, just with... I mean, I just didn't really understand. I mean, all I talk about is my life at the beach. I mean, my whole life, my friends are all at the beach.
You can't be hanging out with your beach bum friend saying, my girlfriend doesn't like to go in the ocean. I get it.
Still go to the beach. I just don't get in the water.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, maybe if it's such a problem, you need to find a mermaid, Earl. Like, I can't really feel bad about it.
Yeah, find a mermaid, Earl.
I've been looking.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, Earl, you don't want to go out with Janice again, even though she basically said, hey, next time it's a sure thing.
I mean, I was going to call you, Janice, there, but, I mean, I didn't know it was, like, really that severe. I mean, I just don't know what we really have in common.
All right, hang on, Earl. Janice, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, all right, hang on one second, Janice. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess.